Command number 116. Don't call me Lord and not do what I tell you. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Luke 6:46. It was not until after much reflection that it slowly dawned on me what an intriguing and perhaps prophetic word this is from the mouth of Jesus. We have recorded it twice, in both Matthew's and Luke's versions of the same material called the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain. The two statements obviously contain the same exhortation and were probably repeated often with slightly different wording. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Luke 6:46. What is positively fraught with interest is where this powerful and chilling word comes in both Gospels, at the very beginning of Jesus' teaching. The application is easy to see throughout the history of Christendom. We could point to endless examples of the kind of hypocrisy Jesus is speaking of, in former times and in our own, of pretense Christianity, pretending to be Christians in name, but without a life of obedient reality to back it up. However we tend to think of the early days of Jesus' ministry, especially the first exciting months and first year, as a time when crowds were swarming to him and, except for the scribes and Pharisees, were enthusiastically embracing his teaching, it is shocking to see how quickly this problem arose. The moment Jesus began to teach, many people flocked to him to worship him and call him Lord, but did not do what he told them. No wonder it is such a problem in our own time. This disease of Christian pretense originated in the very first days of Christianity. It is obvious that Jesus hates this masquerading belief more than unbelief itself. The evildoers who will not enter the kingdom of heaven aren't unbelievers. They are Christians. Again, we have Jesus turning traditional theology on its ear. Those who will be cast into the outer darkness, the goats of Matthew 25, and those of this passage to whom he will say, Depart from me, are the religiously disobedient. Jesus has very little, if anything, to say about what sort of hell might await unbelievers. The hell of the Gospels, however, from Jesus' own mouth, is a hell reserved for complacent, non-doing believers. What plans God might have for unbelieving heathens, we don't know. Matthew 25:46 has nothing to say about that. This command contains an imperative warning. Don't pretend with God. Don't call Jesus Lord. Don't call yourself a Christian. Don't put a bumper sticker on your car. Don't wear a cross around your neck. Don't sing worship songs. Don't memorize proof texts. Don't pray for blessing unless you are in earnest about doing what Jesus tells you. It's a deadly game. Jesus hates spiritual pretense. He loves the pretender, but he hates the games they play with spirituality. If they don't get their act together, his retribution against the hypocrisy will be severe, that the pretender may be saved, if need be, by fire. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, second series, The Truth in Jesus. If you can think of nothing he ever said as having had an atom of influence on your doing or not doing, you have too good ground to consider yourself no disciple of his. Do not waste your time in trying to convince yourself that you are his disciple, if, after all, he say to you, Why did you not do the things I told you? Depart from me. I do not know you. Instead of trying to persuade yourself, you can begin at once to be a disciple of the Living One by obeying Him in the first thing you can think of in which you are not obeying Him. We must learn to obey Him in everything, and so must begin somewhere. Let it be at once, and in the very next thing that lies at the door of our conscience. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to call Him Lord and not do what He tells me. Shout to me through my conscience of the next thing You would have me do. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatherofthe.inklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.